Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to an episode of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Tiny Biscuits means one topic, about 5 minutes, and we will dive right in. But want to remind everybody, follow me on Twitter, at Callahan On Air. Also, check out my Twitter bio, the link there for the brand new Talking Puck Discord. We're building a community, and we want you to be a part of it. Well, there was an excellent article on how things are kind of being knit back together here on TSN.ca. Frank Saravalli, if you're not following him, by the way, I highly recommend it. But Frank is kind of on top of things here, especially when it comes to the negotiations between the NHL and the NHLPA, trying to put things back together here because right now, so here's a couple of givens that we know. Money has been lost. Fans will not be in the seats. So there's a revenue void there, and it's kind of a tough place for the players because they've already been paid roughly 90% of their salary for the NHL season. The way the current CBA works is that it's supposed to be a 50-50 split of revenue. The reason the players put money into escrow is because it's supposed to help balance things out if it's a little off, if it's 49-51 or 48-52. To make sure it goes to 50-50 on that split. And we often hear the term hockey-related revenue. Well, everything that goes into that hockey-related revenue, you then want that to be able to be split according to the current CBA. The problem is, with the way this season is going, the players are going to have way more money into that percentage than the owners. And to get back to 50-50 is just not practical. Not this season, not over the next couple of seasons. It's going to take a little while here, especially knowing that with the CBA extension in the balance here, they're trying to iron all this stuff out. So one of the problems could be that the money the players would owe back would be almost as much as the player's salary pool. And this is something, it's interesting, Saravalli points out in his article, players are due more than $446 million in signing bonuses this past Wednesday. So they're trying to get this all ironed out. Look, things are going to get pushed back. And we know that, we understand that. But what the NHL players want, and Artemi Panarin of the Rangers was the first one to come out and say that not only does he have concerns about the health of the players, but the long-term prosperity of the NHL. And you can kind of feel that there's this current. And while other players haven't 100% spoken up, some more of them are starting to mention it now, that they feel like the owners have seen this crazy growth and rise in profits, yet the NHL players are the ones still paying back money to them, meaning the rich get richer. Not that anyone thinks players are poor by any stretch, but there has been record growth for owners in the National Hockey League. Plus, there's expansion money coming in between Las Vegas and Seattle. That's $1.1 or $1.2 billion in revenue that just goes to the owners. The players don't get that. And so while we're not hearing from either side anything in specifics, quite honestly, it's been interesting to see how close to the vest both sides have played it. But some of the things thought to be on the table are the new CBA extension could be 3 years, option year for a fourth, a provision to freeze the salary cap upper limit in each of the next two full seasons at about $81.5 million, and then a $1 million per year increase in the next 2 years, so 82.5, 83.5 after that. But then that delinks the cap from revenue projections, which would be a first in the cap era, because that hockey-related revenue that I talked about a moment ago, that just goes out the window. It says, guys, this is going to be the cap. We know what it's going to be. Cost certainty, if you will. Also, escrow would be capped at 20% for the 2021 season, whatever there is of that. And then a sliding scale, reducing the escrow from 18 to 14%. That one is interesting to me. And most interesting is the players agreed to defer 10% of their salary for 2021 to aid owners in liquidity, which could be returned potentially over a number of years. It's interesting to me from the player standpoint, and this is where I think there's going to be a battle from the PA side, is that the players are not only agreeing to this escrow, and then they're also saying, we'll defer 10% of our salary to give the owners more money. But the players are saying, at least Artemi Panarin, and you know there's got to be more behind him, saying, why are we giving the owners this money when they have all this other money coming in, look, I get it. There's a pandemic on and we're all kind of behind it because of it. And yes, there has been lost revenue. But it's interesting that the players, at least under this kind of view, are giving up a lot. So what are they getting back? Well, rumor has it they're getting back the Olympics. What else are they getting back? I'm really interested to find that out, because for the PA to give up so much, there's got to be more concessions coming their way. That actually, to me, is going to be one of the most interesting things, whether or not we find out how much give and take there's been with the PA. And it's interesting to me because, as we all know, Don Fehr in baseball pretty much brought the owners to their knees and went hardcore on them. I haven't really seen that yet. I'm interested to see if that suddenly does become a tactic. And let's face it, if these two sides don't agree on this and we don't have labor peace for the next couple of years, before we even agree to this whole return to play thing, we just might not return to play for this summer. We'll have to wait and see, but we'll discuss it over on the Discord, certainly posting plenty of articles over there. We'd love you to join it, be a part of the community, and the link is in my Twitter bio, at Callahan on Air, or twitter.com/Callahan on Air if you're new to Twitter. Follow me over there. And of course, don't forget, former Avs voice Mike Haynes and I on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We are on Twitch, YouTube, and Mixer. Just search for Talking Puck on any of those platforms, and you can certainly be a part of the show through the chat. We definitely encourage you to jump on board. All right, this Tiny Biscuits ran a little bit longer than they normally do. However, we're pleased to have you on board. Please subscribe to the podcast if you like what you're hearing. We'd love to have more listeners. Tell your friends, let's grow this thing. Let's have a great time talking about hockey, and hopefully we get to see some pucks on the ice soon. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on Talking Puck.